since the whole thing began.
A 40-year-old man so concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Sully Show, on each weekday, noon to 2, Talk Radio 640 WGST. Every week at this time, just a little bit after 1 o'clock on Fridays, we get a visit from Rick Limpert, who is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor, covers technology on a national level. Can read his daily tech column at examiner.com. On Twitter, his handle is Rick Roswell. Rick, good Friday, cold Friday afternoon to you.
It's a good day on the radio today, Sully. A little cold, but we're making it through.
I like what we're going to be talking about today. Talk Radio 640 WGST is, of course, the home for NASCAR. We have the Daytona 500 coming up, then the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 following that down at Atlanta Motor Speedway the weekend after the Daytona 500. And we're going to be talking a little NASCAR technology here today.
Yeah, I always get some press releases before the NASCAR season, which kicks off really with the Daytona qualifying this weekend, about the new technology that NASCAR introduces each year. And there's quite a bit this year.
How about the 45 now remote HD cameras that will record every single pit stop? Can we get any more footage of these cars out there?
We're going to get it, Sully. Every pit is going to have their own dedicated camera this year, an HD camera looking for violations and, you know, just anything else that they'll be watching that's going on in the pit. Also, it's going to help them make sure the cars are in the right order when they come out of the pit. So multiple things cameras will be doing, and hopefully the viewers will get live shots of what some of these cameras are seeing.
Well, if they're using those cameras to look for violations, they must be taking a cue from our federal government.
Well, this is NASCAR, so I think, there's a lot going on in the NASCAR race. But, yeah, maybe a smaller scale version of that, but the same people that used Hawkeye technology in other sports, they're the people that are the development partners for these cameras in the pits.
All right, tell us about this other thing that drivers and teams are going to be doing to save money here. What are these spacers?
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if this really does save money. There's going to be spacers now in the engine to reduce the flow of air, and you've got to be kind of a gearhead to appreciate this type of thing, but the horsepower of the car is going to be reduced. We won't notice anything different watching on TV or at the race, but they're hoping that this makes the engines last longer, makes them more reliable, which in turn saves them money.
Talking with Rick Limpert here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. We are, of course, your home for NASCAR. Rick Roswell is Rick's handle on Twitter, and his topic this week, talking a little bit about some of the technologies and new technologies that we'll see on the NASCAR tracks this year. How about NASCAR's new rear spoilers?
Yeah, I know you're a big real rear spoiler guy, Sully, on your car. But
on the 05 Civic, of course, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to shave off 2 inches now on the rear spoilers. So hopefully this will keep a breakaway driver from getting away. They're trying to even out, the performance of the car, make the races more interesting, make adjustments easier to make. So, just reducing 2 inches on a spoiler is going to make a big difference. That's one thing about NASCAR. A hundredth of a second or an inch or two in things on the car really makes a difference in NASCAR. That's what makes NASCAR kind of fun to watch.
Talking with Rick Limpert, he covers sports and technology on a national level for Yahoo. You can also read his daily technology column on examiner.com. His website is ricklimpert.info. A little sponsorship change down in NASCAR's second tier. The Nationwide Series will be something else now.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to say and not write a Nationwide Series because we've been doing it for years. But the Nationwide Series is no more now. It's the Xfinity Series. There's a tech angle here because Xfinity is owned by Comcast, which is also a part of NBC. So they're going to couple all these, and we'll be seeing more cross-platform promotions for NASCAR in general, especially the, like you said, the second tier, the Xfinity Series.
And NBC, of course, one of the great broadcasters, they do have some comprehensive coverage, too, of NASCAR on their NBC Sports Network channel on cable as well. Probably a very happy marriage for Xfinity to be a little bit further involved in sponsoring NASCAR. Of course, we'll check that out later this season. And, of course, you can hear all the races right here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Cryptocurrency coming to NASCAR. BitPay in the mix now as a sponsor?
I don't know if you've talked about Bitcoin very much, Sully, Sully on the show. It's kind of geeky. It's an alternative currency that, you know, tech people or geeks are kind of in. And BitPay, which is a Bitcoin company, they're going to sponsor Justin Boston's Toyota Tundra in the Camping World Truck Series. So pretty big for Bitcoin and BitPay to kind of go mainstream or into the NASCAR world. It's not really their typical audience. We'll see how that plays out.
It's kind of interesting because who is BitPay, really, and how are they making their money, and how do they have enough money in the budget to buy a NASCAR sponsorship?
I don't know if they're using Bitcoin to buy that sponsorship, but, you know, BitPay is a processing company for Bitcoin. Like I said, that alternative underground kind of currency. So this is, you know, this is very different from a typical NASCAR or Camping World Truck Series sponsor. That's why I brought it up. It's pretty unique, but his truck actually looks pretty cool.
Indeed it does. Rick Lippert with us on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Want to read up a little bit more about what Rick does and the things that he covers in his other work? Hit up ricklimpert.info or follow Rick Roswell on Twitter. We just talked about NBC's involvement in the sport. They're going to pick up the second half of the racing season, replacing TNT and ESPN here.
Yeah, looking forward to NBC's coverage. I'm sure it's going to be top notch. They'll be able to cover different things on the different family of networks with NBC. But as far as streaming goes, you know, we all talked about streaming before the Super Bowl. But now, coming up next week, the Daytona 500 is going to be streamed in both English and Spanish on the Fox Sports Go app. A very good app. So for the races that Fox is going to have, you need to have this app if you're a NASCAR fan.
All right, Rick Lippert joins us every week a little bit after 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio 640 WGST to talk some technology. And today we covered technology that will be a little bit more prevalent in NASCAR this season. And a reminder that you can hear all the races right here on Talk Radio 640 WGST, your home for NASCAR. Make sure that you follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. Rick, thanks again. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Friday the 13th to you.
Absolutely. A lot going on, Sully, and looking forward to the NASCAR season starting and coming to Atlanta in a couple weeks.
Can't wait for that. It's the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500, the Atlanta race down at Atlanta Motor Speedway in just a couple of weeks. We'll be down there, and of course, you'll hear it right here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Thanks to Rick, and we'll be back with more from the Redneck Gourmet here in Noonan on Talk Radio 640 WGST. You're listening to The Sully Show.
This week on Southern Race.